Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, December 15th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. The NDAA. More bridges shut down, terrorist attack thwarted, and DNA test gone wrong. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Congress passed a $866 billion defense bill, the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. It includes an extension of Section 702 of the FISA court. So here's the very short of this. The FISA court allows intel agencies to collect data on foreigners overseas. Well, you can't do that against Americans. The Fourth Amendment protects Americans from unwarranted searches and seizures. But this doesn't extend to foreigners. The problem is, in the process of collecting information on foreigners, information is often collected on American citizens as well. And there's been many abuses of using that information. And there's many Republicans and Democrats who want to reform this and require a warrant to get this information on Americans. But no. Queers for Palestine shut down the Manhattan Bridge on Monday. Now, if you're confused about Queers for Palestine, because if someone's LGBTQ in Gaza, they'd be killed. Don't think about it too hard. Just consider them different fingers on the same fist. Well, these same type of people just shut down the 10 freeway in the middle of Los Angeles as well. Police arrested 75 people, but not before thousands of lives were disrupted. I mean, who knows if ambulances needed to get through? But it's not just random people in New York or LA. Dozens of Biden administration staffers went for a vigil in the front of the White House calling for a ceasefire. They wore masks and sunglasses to conceal their identities. White House staffers. Danish intel agencies say they have exposed Hamas infrastructure in Europe. They say a terrorist attack was foiled. German authorities arrested three members of Hamas in Berlin. They had a weapons cache where arms were kept in a state of readiness against Jewish institutions in Europe. And Danish authorities arrested three suspects as well. No word yet on if there's a link between the two. Got to be careful with these DNA tests. You may not like the results. A couple sought help from a Boston fertility doctor 40 years ago. And it turns out he secretly used his own sperm. The doctor was a former Harvard med school professor, and the mom was told that the sperm was going to come from a med school student who resembled her husband, who you do not know. Turns out it was his. They discovered this when the daughter, now 40 years old, took a 23andMe DNA test. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, so now the House committees investigating the Biden family finances have a formalized inquiry secured by a majority vote. That means that failure to cooperate with oversight and judiciary can incur substantial criminal penalties, including jail time. Hello, Hunter Biden, who brazenly defied a congressional subpoena on Wednesday. Now, Trump guy Steve Bannon did the same thing. The FBI arrested him. The Justice Department prosecuted. Bannon is appealing his four-month prison sentence. Same thing happened to another Trump person, Peter Navarro, who's appealing as well. So Attorney General Merrick Garland will have to charge the Hunter monster, correct? How can Garland dodge that? Well, if there's a way, old Merrick will find it. But there is a good chance that Hunter will wind up in a court of law. What a colossal embarrassment for the United States. The son of a sitting president disrespecting Congress, apparently with his father's approval. Joe Biden knew that his son was not going to honor the subpoena. Finally, not one House Democrat voted to explore exactly how tens of millions found its way to the Biden family. Not one. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. Lena, concierge member, I hope. Biden's entire presidency has been staged and choreographed and given questions and answers since he became president. He's told which journalists to pick, and a few nervy journalists can punch through, but not many. That's kind of accurate, I would say. I would. David, concierge member, I'm glad, Bill, you mentioned News Nation today. They appear to be the only network that attempts anything near fair recitation of the day's events. I'm enjoying my experience at News Nation. Done last night with Cuomo. You guys should check it out. I'm on Monday with Leland Vittert, ex-Fox guy, and Wednesday with Cuomo. Eddie Garcia, Douglasville, Georgia. No doubt the media's bias against the former president. That would be Trump. Where is Bob Woodward's book, Excoriating Joe Biden? That's an interesting question. Woodward couldn't write a book like that because he's the executive editor of the Washington Post. He's some editor there. He couldn't write a book about Biden's failures, and then he wouldn't get invited to any parties in D.C. But Michael Rivard, Mentone, Alabama. Mr. O, can you please tell us what President James Buchanan could have done to prevent the Civil War? I will tell you in the book, Confronting the Presidents, which will come out next September, but briefly, the South was defying the federal government violently, and Buchanan sat there and did nothing. Federal troops were in Fort Sumter, South Carolina. Okay? They needed food and ammo. Buchanan wouldn't send it. The Confederate rebels who were leading this secession movement saw the weakness, emboldened it. Lincoln came in, war was a fait accompli. Buchanan, the worst president of all time. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 84 years ago today, the most financially successful film of all time premiered in Atlanta. The plot features Georgia native Scarlett O'Hara and her life during the Civil War. Here is the story of Gone with the Wind.
Red, if you go, where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
In 1926, author Margaret Mitchell quit her job as a reporter to recover from a broken ankle. While convalescing, she used a secondhand typewriter to craft a novel called Gone with the Wind. It was published in June 1936. Wind was a sensation in Georgia and sold millions all over the USA. 1 year later, Margaret Mitchell won the Pulitzer Prize. Then she sold the rights to MGM Studios for $50,000. Gone with the Wind debuted on December 15th, 1939. Adjusted for inflation, it remains the biggest box office hit of all time. Total ticket sales, $3.4 billion. Wind won 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Actress, Supporting Actress, and Screenplay. Despite the accolades, Gone with the Wind is not very popular these days. Cancel culture has come for Scarlett and her crew. HBO banished the film in 2020 because the network believed it glorifies slavery. And here's something else you might not know. Gone with the Wind was the first major film to premiere outside of Hollywood or New York City. To match its setting, MGM released the movie in Georgia, Atlanta. The governor of Georgia declared the event an official holiday. Parades were thrown, locals wore top hats and Confederate uniforms. In total, 1 million people showed up to celebrate Gone with the Wind. But because of segregation, the film's black cast members were not allowed to attend the premiere. Awful. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.